Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I am Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, our episode is about advice for new realtors. And this is something that I hold near and dear, because when we opened up our real estate company for years after we opened, we did it with all new realtors. Now we bring in other folks from other companies to remain competitive in this market and to try to help people advance their career and do even better than what they're doing. And that's worked out well. But in the beginning, it was all new realtors. So I get asked a lot by people coming into the industry, especially with owning the school as well. Hey, what can I do? Or what are some of the things that I could do to find success in the early going? And that's what today's episode is all about. Because I do think if you want to have success in real estate, it starts day one. And what I mean by that, the first thing that I think all new realtors should be focused on is building a really strong network. They need to connect with other realtors. They need to build relationships with their clients, and they need to talk to other industry professionals. You should have a list of home inspectors, handymen, you name it, appraisers, surveyors, whatever you may need. You should know people within your network. And another great thing that you need to do, or another great source of business, is be comfortable working with investors. All right. And you meet so many of them at networking events. So that's where it starts. Go to these networking events where investors are and tell them that you want to help them as your realtor. You have to learn their language. There is like an investor language. You have to know the numbers. You have to talk to them to find out what they consider to be a good deal. Because there's people that come into investment from a lot of different angles. There's guys that want to fix and flip. There's guys that want to buy rental properties. There's people that are doing a combination of the two. So you have to know what they're looking for. And if you could develop that relationship, you could tell them that you want to help them, you want to be their realtor when it comes to purchasing properties. And most importantly, I say not just industry professionals, but professionals in general. You don't need to know how to do everything, but you do need to be the source. If someone needs someone that can pour a sidewalk, you should know a guy. If someone needs a landscaper, you should know a guy. If someone needs a barbershop, and so on and so forth. So you have to build a strong network. That's something you can start day one. Another thing that you should be doing is master your market. All right. You need to commit to understanding market trends. You need to learn which neighborhoods are a little bit more desirable and the reasons for that. You need to learn how to accurately price a home. And one of the best ways that I think you could do this is when you go to an office, take a look around at the most successful people. And once you find them, I almost view this as like an apprenticeship, if you will. Go up to one of the busiest, most successful people in your office and ask them what you can do to help them. Because one thing I'm going to tell you right now about the most successful and the busiest, most productive agents in your office, they could use some help. And they don't always ask for it. So if you're new to the industry, find one of those really productive, really successful realtors and say, hey, what can I do to help you? What do you need me to do? Can I write your contracts? Can I do an open house with you? And what you'll find is they'll appreciate that. And not only will you get an opportunity to learn from someone who's having success in the industry, sometimes those people get so busy, they have overflow that they can't handle, and you just might find yourself in a position where you may get a few leads out of it, and it may actually jumpstart your business. So master the market, Know your area, know your business, and talk to the most successful people in your office. Another thing that you need to do is embrace technology. And I know that's a little bit easier for the younger people. And I know real estate is an industry that a lot of people get into maybe after they retire from something else. I know retired teachers, retired nurses, a lot of them come into the real estate market. But you have to embrace the technology of real estate. You have to understand the leading industry software and tools. You need to then integrate that technology into lead generation, marketing, transaction management. I can't tell you how important it is, and especially for new realtors, because if you start this from day one, I promise you, it's much easier for a new realtor to start using a CRM the very first day in their business than it is for someone who's been in the business to try to then go back and backtrack. So it's one area where new realtors actually have an advantage. Have a CRM, build an email list, right? And understand then that it's a long-term commitment, all right? And you have to evolve with the technology, evolve with your industry. That's the one thing that always blows my mind is when people don't want to actually commit to what it is that they're doing. They'll say, well, you know, I ran an ad and I got 10 leads, but none of them turned into a buyer. So that doesn't work. And it's just so insane to me, because why would you apply that to real estate? You wouldn't apply that to anything else. You wouldn't apply that to investing. Like, imagine if you were talking to one of your buddies and you're like, hey, I put $1,000 in the stock market on Monday, and here it is, it's Friday afternoon, and I'm still not a millionaire. So obviously investing in the stock market doesn't work. It's comical. It's comical to think that someone would even entertain saying that. But people in real estate, they stop their efforts before they can even realize the fruit of their effort. So stay committed to technology, stay committed to your CRM, continue your education, and the results are there. The most important advice that I could give to new realtors is do whatever you can to provide an exceptional customer experience. At the end of the day, that will be the thing that people will remember you for. You want to prioritize client satisfaction. Your goal when you have a client isn't when the transaction's done, you don't want to have a client. You want to have a fan. You want to have someone that you don't have to ask for their support. They want to support you because you did such an incredible job for them. They almost feel the least they could do is tell others about what an incredible experience they had working with you. All right. So be responsive, be proactive, go above and beyond your client's expectations. I know that sounds easy to do, but it's not. Use professional photography, use video. I mean, these are the things that the most successful people are doing. It's an investment that pays off tenfold in the end, because when people see the quality of work, the quality of service that you provide, you don't have to chase every lead. Some of them are going to want to come and work with you because they see your standard and they want to be a part of it. Make true friendships in this business. And if you could do those things, I think you're going to have great success as a new realtor. So start today. If you're new to the industry, or even if maybe if you're not new to the industry, maybe you just want to restart your career on a new path. These are things that you could put into play today. It'll help you be more successful right now and in the future, and it'll help you build the career that you're looking to build. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.